Hey, Gateway City Church, it's so good to be with you here in your streaming. I would have preferred to be there physically with you in the gathering, but of course, that is not possible at this time due to our situation. And so Pastor Matt suggested this would be a great alternative, and here I am. And so excited to be with you and want to be able to bring you an update on our mission in Italy, and then end off with a brief message that hopefully will encourage you today on this Pentecost Sunday. But before I get into that, I just want to share with you what's been going on in Italy. As you have heard on the media, you know, Italy has been hit quite hard with the COVID-19, and they had about 230,000 cases plus in total, over 33,000 deaths due to the pandemic, and they had to go into a nationwide 70-day lockdown. That was quite hard on the Italians. Italians are very social, very relational, and to lock them down in their apartments for 70 days has been really difficult and really challenging. Thankfully, after 70 days, the restrictions are starting to slowly lift, but we still have a long ways to go before life goes to normal. But it's just been really sad to see so many lives pass away, and without families having to have proper closure with their family members who have deceased and not being able to see them. So Italy has been in this crisis and has so appreciated our prayers and through this time, and we continue to pray for them. But the church has been resilient. The church has been standing up, rising up to the plate. They've pivoted like we have here in Canada, going online, and we've seen some amazing things. I mean, most of the churches that we've been working with, that we're partnered with on the ground, have grown their presence in their community via online. We hear stories and stories. We're very connected with our partners on the ground, even though we're not able to be there right now. We have been in contact with them and being a source of encouragement, and they're saying there's people in a community that have streamed on their online services, that have commented, have written in, have reached out and says, never knew you guys were here. Can't wait till things go back to normal. We want to be part of the church. People getting saved online. A lot of families who a spouse was saved and the other spouse wasn't. Now we're forced to go online, and God has touched them, and they've committed their lives to Christ. And so we've been seeing some amazing things taking place. It's really been an exposure for the evangelical church right now during this season in Italy through the pandemic. And so that's good news. Outreach is starting to happen in the communities now that the restrictions are being lifted off, and people are requesting prayer. They're reaching out and requesting to be contacted, and so God is on the move, and so we're grateful for this. This is the good news about what's happening through the pandemic in Italy. Unfortunately, we were not able to have our conference and our training events for Empower, as you all heard about that. Last time I was there, I shared with you. We had to have our conference in the South to train all of our millennials, our emerging leaders. We have 100+ students there, and we couldn't do that. So we're pivoting. We're doing a lot more online. We're broadcasting it online. We're in the midst right now getting ready to do that conference online for them. And so we're really excited about that. And we're hoping and praying that we're gonna get back there in September to do our graduating class of our 100 students in the South, and also launch a new Empower cohort in the North, in the Bologna region, in the Lombardy region, where the COVID really hit really hard and strongly. So pray for us that this is going to happen, and that we'll be able to get back at it in the fall, on the ground, boots on the ground. Another piece of good news is out of the cohort of Empower, we have a young couple called Vincenzo and Numa. I may have talked to you about this last time I was with you in Kamloops, but they are going to be reaching out into their own community with a church plant. They've already got a core that's been gathering over the past year or so, and we're going to help them launch as an official church in the city of Giuliano, which is just outside the outskirts of, just outside the greater Naples area, but it is still part of that. And it's a community of 120,000 people. They have a core of about 40 people. And Vincenzo and Numa, God has just been giving them favor. And so they have been able to give, in the last couple of weeks, 200 food boxes to 200 families in their community. A gentleman from Bologna heard about their efforts and gave them 2,000 euros to be able to buy groceries. And the supermarkets have partnered and have been adding to them the items that are needed. And so they've been able to serve 200 families in their community. They've distributed 5,000 masks. They've given away 500 Bibles, New Testaments. In fact, I was on the call with Vincenzo this week, and he said, I had just this week alone 15 people from the community outside of the church come to receive a New Testament Bible personally. They didn't come for food, they came for a Bible. And so we're excited about this. We're renovating their facility right now. And we're helping them with the renovations as part of our support to this church plant. And we're raising $20,000 to upgrade their audio system. We're going to knock down a wall to make more space for the gatherings, build a new nursery, remodel the washroom that's there, and also put a bit of a cafe bar, just like you guys have one in Kamloops. And so we're helping them to raise €20,000, €20,000 Canadian, so it'd be about 8,000 euros. And so today, Pastor Matt's gonna give you an opportunity where you can sow into this project with us. And then in 2021, we'll be able to give Vincenzo Numa a monthly supplement to help support the church plant. So would you consider joining in on this? I know these are difficult times. Some of you may have lost your jobs, but if you can generously give towards this project, we would really appreciate it. And it would be a blessing to Vincenzo and Numa, who are having some incredible impact. They also have a ministry to high schools where Vincenzo goes in and he speaks to young people. And just in the past year, before the pandemic, he had the opportunity to speak to 10,000 students across the schools in Italy. So we know God is all over this couple, and we're so excited about what God is going to do in the city of Giuliano with your help and your partnership. So bless you today for your generosity. Thank you. I want to be able to also share a message with you called The Spirit-Empowered Life. Today's the day of Pentecost on the calendar. Pentecost Sunday, and we're a Pentecostal church, and hopefully we still rely on the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that we need the Holy Spirit more than ever today during this pandemic? If there's ever a time that we need to be refreshed, we need to be recharged, we need to be empowered by the Spirit, it's right now in this season. John 10:10 says this, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly." Have it to the fullest. Now, I don't know if you're feeling like you've got abundant life going on right now, but it's possible. And Jesus here makes a powerful statement, giving us life and giving it more abundantly. Life is one of the greatest concepts in the Gospel of John. It actually referenced 36 times. Life is at the heart of who we are. It's at the heart of the believer. It's at the heart of what we do. And as followers of Christ, we possess the life. In other words, we possess God Himself, who's in us, who is the life giver, who is the life bringer. And therefore, we can have life, and we can have it more abundantly. This is why Jesus came. He came to bring us life through the Spirit. And the devil comes only to steal. He comes to kill. He comes to destroy. But Jesus came to return everything the enemy has stolen, everything that's been taken from us, even through this pandemic. Jesus came to return everything that's ours, everything that's yours. He's come to resurrect what the enemy has crushed, those dreams, those passions, those aspirations, those goals. He comes to resurrect that, and He wants to resurrect that in your life today. He comes to restore what the enemy has destroyed. Because after the enemy crushes things in our lives, there's a process of restoration and healing that takes place. So I want you to know, this is the good news. Even though the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, Jesus comes to return what has been taken, to resurrect what has been crushed, and to restore what the enemy has destroyed. And He does that through the Holy Spirit. And He gives us life, and He gives it abundantly. He gives it to us to the fullest. Now, here's the piece of truth for us today to know. And this is something that's spoken to me time and time again through this whole pandemic. And here it is. Are you ready? God guarantees life no matter what environment surrounds us. Let me say that again. God guarantees us life no matter what environment surrounds us. No matter what circumstance surrounds you today, no matter what situation you're faced with today, even this pandemic, this environment that we're in today, let's face it, I would have never expected going into 2020 and knowing that I was going to face this pandemic. I mean, when we launched in 2020, I had wind in my sails. I was excited about my personal goals. I was excited about the mission in Italy. And it was going to be a momentum building year for us. And then we get hit with COVID. And everything changes. Suddenly, everything goes on pause and stops. And it just felt like suddenly the wind was taken away from my sails. That's how it felt for me. And there have been moments of loss and real grief and fear and anxiety and confusion and weariness. And I've had to come to the realization that if there's ever a time in which we need the Holy Spirit to bring life to us and to empower us, is right now. And so I've been declaring, God, You guarantee me life by Your Spirit, no matter what environment surrounds me, no matter what circumstance I'm faced with, even in the midst of a pandemic, even in the midst of our future unknown and everything shaking around us, an environment of fear and loss and discouragement and confusion, or feeling like you're in a desert wandering, there is life in the Spirit, and you can thrive today. You don't need to just survive. I hope you're not just surviving, but that you can thrive in this moment. You can know His presence. You can know life to its fullest through the Holy Spirit today. And there is a profound opportunity for all of us to show the life and the light of Jesus during this season. But it's only going to be possible through a Spirit-empowered life. We need it more than ever. And so I'm reminded this morning of Romans chapter 8, verse 6, where it says, the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. And I want you to know that He's coming to bring you life and peace today. The Spirit wants to give you life and peace. Maybe you're feeling shaken by the pandemic or by the circumstance. The Spirit wants to give you life and peace. You can have it because the Spirit of God is the source of life and peace. And we don't need to be governed by the old nature. We don't need to be governed by what's happening around us today. You can have life and peace. God is calling us today to embrace His Spirit. He's inviting us to leave that place where you are right now of feeling pressure, fear, heaviness, anxiety, and enter the place where you can find His presence. In that place, worship Him. Lift up the name of Jesus. Soak in His presence, and He will give you life and peace, knowing that God is in control. But we also need to know that as we receive life and peace, we can also receive the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. We can receive that empowerment today. I need it, and you need it. We need it more than ever. And so this morning, I want to just, or today, whenever you're hearing this, I want you to know that you can be empowered by the Holy Spirit. I still believe if the church is going to be all that God's meant for it to be, and if we as believers are going to thrive rather than just survive, it's going to be because of God's Spirit. I still believe if the church is going to impact, influence communities and cities and nations and take new territories, it will only be by God's Spirit. And we still need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Because friends, listen, you can't give what you don't have. You know, you just can't give what you don't have. In Acts chapter 1 and 2, the Bible tells us that Jesus was telling His disciples that He was going to ascend back into heaven and leave them. But He says, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. And He instructs them to just go and wait for the Holy Spirit to come. And He says, I will send it to you. Just wait for it. And we see that. We see that call to doing that. And He says in Acts chapter 1, in verse 7, He said to them, it is not for you to know the times and the days for the Father has set by His own authority, but you will receive power. And when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will be My witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. This is what He told them after He instructed them to go and wait in Jerusalem and to not leave until they receive this empowerment. Now, consider for a moment the significance of Jesus sending the disciples to the upper room. I mean, I can see the response of the disciples. Jesus saying, but why? We've been with you for 3 years. We've seen the miracles. We've experienced ministry with you. We've been with you. We've seen everything. I mean, these men were probably the most qualified in their time. They heard all of the teachings, the sermons that Jesus preached, the stories. They saw the miracles. And yet Jesus tells them, there is something you still do not have. And until you receive it, you won't be ready. He says, go to Jerusalem and wait. Because He knew that they could not give what they didn't have. And so what did the disciples have before the Holy Spirit came? They had great sermons. They had great stories. They had great experiences. They could have gone out and given those things. But Jesus knew that the world wasn't going to be transformed by good sermons, by good stories, by good illustrations, building great organizations. That if the world was going to change, then they would need the power of the Holy Spirit. And so that was true for them in that day. How much more is it true for us today? Without the Holy Spirit, we have nothing transforming. We have nothing impacting. We have nothing supernatural to give. In fact, we see the work of transformation in Peter's life. Remember Peter? Peter, the guy who always spoke out of turn, who always blabbed his mouth and said things he shouldn't say. The guy who denies Jesus 3 times. Something happened to Peter after the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples. Immediately after that phenomenon, Peter goes out and he preaches to a crowd with such boldness that 3,000 people get saved. He obviously now has something that he didn't have before. And so the key point here today is also this, that the Holy Spirit wants to give you life and peace. The Holy Spirit wants to raise you up above your circumstances, above your situation, above what you're feeling right now. He wants to raise you up. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Gives life and peace, raises you up. And then the Spirit gives power, and the power is for a purpose. Holy Spirit gives you boldness. It gives you courage. It gives you power. Power to be a witness. Power to bring life into your present environment. Have you thought about that? Power to thrive rather than just survive. Power in your communities, in the people around you. And we need to stop trying to be witnesses without first being empowered. We need to stop trying to thrive without first being empowered. Whatever you do, don't let the enemy, this season of this pandemic, disarm you from the empowerment of the Holy Spirit or rob you of life in Christ Jesus. It is only by the Spirit of God that we can fulfill God's purpose and thrive. If you're not living a life that requires the power of the Spirit, then maybe you're not living the life that God's called you to live. If you can accomplish the vision, the passion, the mission in your own human ability and resources and talent without needing the power of the Holy Spirit, then that's probably just your vision. Maybe it's not God's vision. So I feel compelled to challenge you, to challenge you individually, to challenge you as a church. Make room for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. For your family, for your marriage, for your business, for your work, for your friendships, relationships, make room and space, and God will make room for you. Let the power of the Holy Spirit fill you afresh today once again. Be filled with His power. Power to overcome, power to break free, to have boldness, to fulfill your purpose. Get up from that slumber. Let the Holy Spirit raise you up above your circumstance. Jesus said, wait in that place until you receive power. Because in your own strength, you're going to burn out. Hey, I've been there. Many of you have been there. Without the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, you will struggle. You will be overwhelmed. You will ultimately give up. And that's the enemy's plan. But when you are full of Him, and when you're full of His presence, His power, suddenly life permeates your environment that you are in. It changes things. Abundant life comes. Fruitfulness in your life begins to take place. You become effective. You start taking steps of courage and faith and advancement. What we need more of is the Spirit's power. And so I want to encourage you today, on this day of Pentecost, take even some time, put on some worship music, encounter the presence of God, encounter the Holy Spirit. If you're living in a place in your life that needs peace, that needs His presence and power, then you need to respond. You need to take some sort of step. You need to take some action. Because He wants to fill you with abundant life and peace today. Holy Spirit wants to give you that life that's been sucked out, that's been robbed, that's been snuffed out. He wants to give you that fresh life. He wants you to go and drink of the living waters today. And He wants to give you peace in the midst of that storm, in the midst of your confusion, in the midst of your loss and grief that you might be in right now. He wants to raise you above the environment that we're in, above the circumstance, above the feelings of unknown and fear and anxiety. He wants to raise you up. Let the Holy Spirit raise you up today. And He wants to give you power for your purpose. You got to know one thing. God is orchestrating a purpose to be fulfilled in your life. And even in your church. Friends, I know we all want to go back to normal, but you know what? I don't think we're ever going to go back to the original normal. I think a lot of those pieces are going to come back and we're going to segue into it. But I think there's some new things that are here to stay. And so take some time. Say, God, Holy Spirit, give me insight. What are those new things that I'm learning that are here to stay in my life, that are here to stay in our church as we move forward, as we advance forward? And what is my purpose? And just ask the Lord, give me that power. Give me the sustaining power. Give me the overcoming power. Give me everything I need, Holy Spirit, so that I could fulfill my purpose. Will you let him do that today? Will you? I want to pray for you. Holy Spirit, I just want to thank you for Gateway City Church. I thank you for what you're planning, what your design is for Gateway and for every attender, every member of the church. We pray right now, Holy Spirit, even in this moment, as people are watching, as people are listening in and streaming in their homes with their children, whatever it may be, Lord, if there's sickness, Father, we pray, Holy Spirit, you come with healing anointing. The Father, things that have been robbed, have been stolen during this season due to our situation, that you would return it, that you would resurrect the passion, that you would resurrect and ignite life once again. Father, that you would restore and that you would bring healing and that you would bring empowerment so that they can fulfill their purpose. And so we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, that you're in control. And we just pray right now that you, with your presence and Holy Spirit, would permeate every home and every individual, that there would be a lifting that would take place even now in this moment. Thank you for Pastor Matt and his wife and his family. Would you continue to give them wisdom and the leadership of this church? Give them insight and discernment. Give them favor. Bless them, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, so good to be with you today. Hopefully this has encouraged you. I know I spoke fast, but I wanted to deposit this message to you and exhort you. Want you to know we love you, and we hope we can see you sooner than later.